TNT Hour once again, folks. Welcome back to BBS Radio, to the TNT Hour. Glad you're tuning in. Boy, it's been an interesting week out there. Extremely interesting. I think they just keep getting better and better, don't they? I mean, we have election fraud, which is rampant. We've got the money controlling both sides of the Democratic ticket. And the Republican ticket, of course, they're moving Ron Paul out of the way so that they can control that side of it too. Yeah, it'll be business as usual, I guess. I hope not, folks. Seems they're getting a little weird out there. I mean, we have this new satellite venture coming down out of space. And nobody knows what's going on. I mean, I've heard 4 different stories, within a day or two of that getting out to the public. I guess, really, what's going on here is one of many situations, but you got Dr. Boylan's. Anybody know who Dr. Boylan is? Anybody? No? Okay. I'll tell you. He's a guy that feels, if I'm reading it correctly, that, interestingly enough, I might add, that there's some little alien in there. Controlling it. Controlling the little satellite. And, oh, it's all sorts, filled with all sorts of goodness, if I remember. And then there's another side to it that feels that this has some, poisonous, dangerous chemicals in it, which it probably does. I mean, hey, wouldn't all satellites? But it's going to come down and it's going to work against us as far as microbes, bacteria, viruses, nanobots, Morgellons, chemtrails, all work for that dance. Maybe. Then there's the coin that says that this is probably some form of a communication situation, and they're trying to jockey again because they've cut undersea cables, internet cables, and they've lied about it. And you know, it's been the Navy, I believe, really the only ones that are capable of doing it strategically like they did. And now we've got satellites up in space doing, coming down, and they're looking to shoot it down as opposed to retrieving it. Wow. Why not retrieve it? That's a good question. You really think we would have the capability of just going up there and retrieving it, wouldn't you? I mean, I think we do. I think we could retrieve it. But we're now going to shoot it out. Which means, knock it right out of the sky. It's so worrisome somehow, this satellite that they put up there, that they need to now shoot it right out of the sky. Poof. Don't know. You know, to be quite honest, there is another take. There's a fifth take. And that story believes that this is all part of new technology. And that new technology works to, works on frequencies. And it can alter people and really make you a drone, make you a puppet. That it works with certain frequencies to be able to do that. I don't know. You know, I mean, again, that there is people that believe that it does. This is really something that is a mind experiment, and it's a war for your mind, stuff in there will do exactly that. Helps to tip the balance in favor of bending your mind. Yeah. I don't want to go into a lot of it, but, you know, then I have to look at it, and then I'd have to say this. Okay, a lot of people believe that we've got a ton of, well, we've got an armada of wonderful beings outside our orbit, in our orbit, helping us. I believe that's true. I really do. But if that were true, then many of those first reasons for this thing coming down wouldn't really be valid, would they? Because if something as horrendous as to set off a whole bunch of new viruses and medical conditions globally, or it was something with the different poisons in it, or it was something really to change our mind, change our thought patterns, wow, you'd have to say that if there are any beings out there helping us, gee, go away. You've done a fantastic job up till now. We'll take it from here. But if you get into that, seriously thinking about it, you start to realize you know a lot of academia would agree that that's more than that could be likely. I've spoke to a few. It seems we got some really bad characters. Bad people that run the dark. Somebody oversees these dark ops divisions. Folks, you ever know that? Somebody does. They're all connected somewhere at the top. And these people are just completely out of their minds. Completely. And they're using us as a very grand experiment, surface side. You know, they could deliver this top side. If really that was the thing, they could deliver it from underneath and just deliver it top side. Because me, I'm almost of the opinion they're running the whole damn thing from underneath the ground anyways. In these big cities, supercomputing cities, underground. And we're just the grand experiment up here. Now some people say it comes with loaded with aliens down there. Maybe. Maybe. It's not that I don't believe in aliens. I do. I believe in extraterrestrials. I believe in space visitors. I love them. I truly do. I believe they're here. I believe many of them are here to help. Few of them aren't. That's where I stand. How do you stand? You know, I think there's a whole mix. Good and bad. And many of them that get into the higher understandings drop that conflicting nature about themselves, that duality, that always having to see your opinion as opposed to everything else, or your perception, and not integrating it. So, but we're here, we're now, and things look a little weird. So there's, yeah, I don't get the, I truly don't believe the official statement about it, fuel and all. So I don't really know. You know, they lie. They don't really care whether you know the truth or whether you think they're lying or whether you want them to lie or whether you believe them. I don't think they really care anymore about that. I think that went out the window, seems like forever, but months ago. Longer. But they're just doing it so openly. Now they, I don't know. The criminal situation that is not under control and by any means in any department, in any of our governments, in any of our corporations, in any of what's really going on to such a degree when you've got sick people at the top of the division and they're bleeding out to the rest. Wow. And so you really, it's really, you got the seed of corruption. It's just enveloping and spreading out, and we can stop it. They're great people just like you and me. They're all over. They're in your precincts. They're in your schools. They're in your churches. They're in your hospitals. They're at home. They're everywhere. You know, you'll be surprised. They are everywhere. And so, are we really going to somehow fall under the regime of a fascist group of mental cases? Boy, you know, with the stuff they pitch and with their hand running these dark ops divisions, even the informational divisions, the Psy Wars, the Internet Wars, the feeding of the bullshit, the really sending out confusion, chaos, fear, entertainment violations. I mean, I mean, don't you think that is criminal? And for them to have no rein, and your government really being a part of it and earning money from it and controlling all the corrupt trades and really, really growing them, growing those corrupt trades, bringing more and more drugs into your country. More and more, I mean, they're growing fat off us and we're paying all their bills. Look at, you ever seen a congressional man's tax return? I don't know, I haven't, but I've always heard that it adds a lot of lunches, dinners, wines, meetings, engagements, flights, salaries for relatives, this, that, and the other. Whatever the case is, it's always got a lot of extras. You don't think for one second that that's really the way it's working now on a countrywide scale? They're grabbing all the dough, Ramey. They're grabbing it all. And anything that they spend, we're paying the bill for. It's rough. I gotta tell you that puts me in a daze. That puts me in a daze. And then, we're supposed to be free, and yet our elections are being stolen right from out from under us, and even if they aren't, which they are, but even if they weren't, they're still loading all sides of the bases, but now they're loading all the bases, and the corruption is spoiling literally all the elections. And you're just going through your primaries. Wow. I don't know. I got to tell you, if this is any, if you guys ever see a video out there of how they vote in Congress. You ever seen one? You? No? You? How about you over there? No? Alright. Well, these funny people, they'll turn around, they'll vote four or five times. Six or seven for their colleagues, you know, they'll just go around pushing buttons like monkeys. That's an analogy we use a lot around this radio station. But in this case, they don't have any micro. Well, no, they have buttons. You know, they love their little buttons. So they just push these things. They keep pushing and pushing and pushing until eventually they all get pushed. And usually they get pushed many times too often. It's weird. Don't ask my opinion. It's out there for everybody to see. Get your own. But they're raping, they're running ramshot over us, and they're doing it right now. So here's what happens. You get these guys, the primaries, and all of a sudden we're holding an election. We are, based on who's final voting, and then who's final tabulation of those votes. So does it get better from here? I don't know. I got to tell you, I agree with Ron Paul that revolution has to go ahead, stay alive, and go nuts. We can't lose. Folks, here's the thing. We really can't lose. What Ron Paul and everybody else has set out to do is make a truth movement that is so large, so huge, it's undeniable. Have we done that? Yeah. There, you know, it's funny because people have actually gotten together and they put so much truth out there that all this disinformation has to accompany it because it's freaking the heck out of people. So you got these beautiful people spending their time delivering the truth as they see it. And we can all jump on board and get a piece of it. And that's what the internet's providing. Of course, now we see undersea cables getting cut and overhead satellites on their way to being shot out of the sky. And I mean, I don't know what they're trying to monkey around with the communications. They've already got these idiot companies to agree to turn over all their information when they've already been siphoning it off to begin with. They've already got all the digital information routed. The rest is formality. See, you're dealing with people that'll actually do it before they open their mouth. You know, it's like, shoot before you say something. You know, if you come to a gunfight, don't open your mouth, shoot. And that's really what you're dealing with here, folks. These guys are going to shoot first. They're going to ask questions later. And it's not conducive to a harmonious way of life. Folks, I'm going to step out, let you listen to a couple commercials, and I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Allison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on VBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Allison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on VBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasili is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific on bbsradio.com and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, this is Mara Comey. On behalf of bbsradio.com, I would like to wish you a great day.
bbsradio.com. Yeah. A beautiful day, folks. You know, I'm just going to jump right into this again because I love you. No sense wasting time. Most of you know me by now. Hopefully. We've set up a new station. We're having a lot of fun with it. Please, don't misconstrue what we're trying to do. Folks, we love people. We do. And so it allows us the ability to engage a wider range of audience that just wants to be entertained. And between you and I, radio really was that. Originally, it was meant to entertain. And we've gone a long way in talk radio on the internet. And we love talk radio. And we want to bring entertainment back into it. Some of that entertainment's going to be too rough, too tough for many of you. And some of it's going to be just right. Oh, so tight. Okay? So you just tune in. We're going to put warning labels up because the language sometimes, there's themes and things that, you know, if you're too young and or not open to sometimes more than what you're used to, it might not be the place for you. But then again, you know, I truly feel who I am, what I am, and what I'm doing at this point in my life. I truly feel great about myself, and I can listen to that sort of programming. I can. I don't do it a lot. It's like TV, you know. As far as continually watching entertainment-type shows, only because I don't like TV. I don't find anything on TV entertaining anymore. Very little. There's a couple shows that I watch with my wife and children. Mainly my wife. And there's a couple shows I will watch with my children on the weekends. But not really a big TV fan. I'd rather watch a good video. Good new videos coming out, like the new movie Jumper. I'd like to go see that. That looks like a great movie. Wow. Hey, from the what was his little name? Anunnaku or Anakin or whatever. Yeah, you know, little Star Wars kid grows up. You know, he becomes Darth Vader, and so there he is. He's now jumping all around the world, having superpowers once again. You gotta hand him that. Hey, I wouldn't mind having superpowers right about now. There's a lot of things I could do with superpowers. You know, wouldn't it be wonderful? Yeah, hey, there's a thought. Why can't we ask one of these supernatural beings, the really, really powerful supernatural beings, to play Superman, clean this trash up? We'll get behind him, we'll create him a costume, put some letter on there for him, least we can do. We treat our heroes royally here. Folks, there is a situation, you know, that they have that supposedly talks about new types of medications. I forget the name, not medications, there's a new product out that I've been reading about, and I don't know much about it, but I would like to know something about it. There was an interview done on a network, I've done a little research, but I want to hear from people who've actually tried it. That's that miracle mineral. So if anybody out there in our audience really tried that and it's worked for them, let me know, and I have personal reasons for asking, so that would be nice. I just think that if it does all it's claiming to do, that's going to be something remarkable. The miracle mineral, or mineral miracle, or miracle mineral. I think that's what it is, yeah. Okay, folks. Call in. The number is toll free, 877-876-5227. So if you're of a mind to, and you just want to call in and speak with me on the air and tell me your side of life, give us a call. We're on Station 1, BBS Radio. There is a direct line. That's 530-876-3222. So if you want to call us direct, you can. And the Canadian number should be on the website. Just go to bbsradio.com. A lot of people don't like to call into this show. They think I'm just reporting the news, and they don't like to comment. They're usually riveted. I'll stop there. Had enough of the show anyways. I don't know who you guys think you are, just silently ignoring me, but I've been taking it. I've been sitting here taking it. I've been watching you, looking at you, staring right at you. You. But none of you ever says anything. None of you ever makes any comments. You sit back there silently, muttering. Who out there is going to be counted? Who wants to be counted? Who wants to actually, when they leave this earth, they want to say, you know, I stood up for something. My life helped improve the quality of everything. It stood for something. It changed people's lives for the better. The people who ran into me left happier than when they got to me. Wouldn't you like to be able to do that? Because there are a lot of people who are working in our local organizations, in our churches, and some of our local and law enforcement agencies and judiciary agencies and councils. These people are not going to be able to do that. They're not going to feel that way. You know, they got a lot on their conscience, and they want people to come and help them find ways that they can turn around and stop being blinded, brainwashed, and bribed. Or in any way, you know, that telling the truth and coming out is not the best solution for what's harming our country. In other words, you know, you're going to find that this corruption isn't as vast as you might think. They only want you to think it's that vast. You got some sick, whacked out people putting out a lot of disinformation. They've corrupted some of the main corporations and the bigger money flow. And a lot of people are flowing with that just because they don't know how to do it the other way. And they're worried and there's not enough momentum. Why? Because they're superficial people. They're superficial. In many cases. And some of those just feel that they have to wait for the right time. And they're beautiful people. And they just are waiting for the right time. So, if we start getting into these local law enforcement agencies that are wreaking havoc on our populace, and we find out why they're being trained like the military, and we start finding out who just is in charge, and we don't take the runaround, and we really organize people to go down and find out who they are, and talk to the friends. Talk to your friends. Let's find out where the corruption points are. And let's be wary of them. Let's clean it up in our local areas too. You've got this troublesome seed is going to grow if we don't stop it in our communities, local, state, and federal levels. You know, we're here to save the world. But we got to start with America. Because America is being really twisted. Its symbol and everything it stands for is being twisted to be the next corrupt base of power. That's my opinion. Or they wouldn't be locking everything down the way they are. And they got enough underground cities here, enough infrastructure under there to make it happen. Look at these cat mutilations in Aurora, of all places, right? I mean, you guys heard of the Aurora UFO project, the triangular type government UFOs. Now, whoa, got cat mutilations, and it's in where? Aurora. Where? Colorado. Whoa, where's their big underground Denver? I mean, folks, stinks. Stinks. But we can't stop them. We can do it together. It just takes enough people finding it unacceptable and doing the little things every day to ensure that other people are aware and can make their own choice as to what's unacceptable and what's not in their lives. You know, I feel this country. I love this country with all my heart. Remember, I emigrated here, folks, in Canada. I love America. My mother from Austria here. I know people from many countries. Many of them came here. Legally, I might add. But we love this country. And we all came here for a purpose, and that's to keep it free, because, interestingly enough, what's going on isn't new. It's not new. It's just put in a little bit of a twist, moving a little faster, a little more modern slice to it, and boom, you've totally bewildered people, I guess. Now, granted, we're all on a waking up curve. I believe that. Spiritually, this is a spiritual matter. Spiritual matter. All matter is spiritual, and this is a spiritual matter. And why we don't take this right out with our hearts to all these corporations, all these, we let people know, we let our voice be heard. And we can. You'd be surprised how much one or two people can do when they put their mind to it, and three or four and five or six, and all of a sudden you're using 100%, or one person, 1% of 100 people's efforts instead of, you know, 100% of one person's efforts, and it really does build. We just kind of keep waking people up and saying, do you find this unacceptable? Absolutely. Well, what are we doing about it? That'd be my next question. What are we doing about it? Are we doing anything at all? Because again, if people feel like I do, and I am of a mind they do, then we're being conned. This is a big snow job, and these people think that they can make you believe that it's so hopeless and so corrupt and so wild, when it's not. But again, it could be. They're giving you a vision of the future if we don't take a little action, because they're of a mind and they're of a stink to propel themselves. So I'll leave you with that, and I'll be right back.
Sweet smile, stolen moments that we share. It's always for a while. It wasn't meant to be. They say it's blind, we could not see. But now it's much too late. We've fallen deep in you and me. I hear the ticking of the clock, and I can feel you near. I long to start and never stop, and always keep you here. It seems so real to me. Let's make it last eternally. Back now, we've fallen deep in you and me.
All right, love that song. All right, folks, I still want your opinion on a couple things, but first of all, before we start in asking for your opinions, which I know there's so many of you out there right now, and I'm looking at you. And I know you want to call in, find out what I'm talking about. But before I get there, we're gonna actually invite someone on who's listening. Said they were gonna listen. He tells me that people always tell him they're listening, but he just doesn't see it. So I want to prove a point. So Sam, if you're listening, Sammy, Hassan, did I say that correctly? Anyone? You there. Anyone else? I'm holding a press conference, folks. That's how Bush does it. All right. Hassan? I don't think it is Hassan Hassan. Might be Hassan Hassan. Or, no, Hassan. You know, that's a tough one to pronounce, folks. Hassan. So I think he's not listening or he'd be calling in. Now, he told me he'd be listening. He's just going to enjoy my program. And then he would call in and speak with me on the air. But I don't think he's doing that. What do you guys think? Anyone? Anyone else? No? Nobody? You there. All right. Enough of those questions. We'll move on. You know, my opinion is we want to do something clever. A little witty, a little clever. We have a new station. And we're actually looking to develop something that allows people to know a rating system. You know, whether the language or things might not be appropriate. Or do you think we should actually require people to say that they're 18 before they listen to that type of programming? I've always been curious about that because a lot of people do that in different ways and I've got a big heart. I want to do the right thing. I always do. I mean, hey, don't mix me up with any of the programming on the network. I love it. I love everyone. I truly do, and I will celebrate the uniqueness in you too. Guys, I don't just believe it's my opinion and then it's everything else. And I don't believe it's everything else's opinion and then mine. I don't like to see things in that limited of capacity anymore. I actually believe that we can all harmonize our points of view, and that's what the earth is such a melting pot. It's to celebrate the diversity, to celebrate the uniqueness of life, the diversity of it in all of its many forms. Doesn't mean that somehow, I don't know if it means we're going to somehow be separated and segregated or in any way. I don't see that as being part of the plan. Of course, there are people that are willingly choosing to operate in a different sort of a manner, and that there comes an end to an age. That's why they call it an age. Comes an end to an age when that just pretty much stops. But we're in right now, we're in a place where we got a lot of wonderful, wonderful new programming that's going to be appearing in March. Tons of it, folks. Tons. We got a lot of whole new programming coming. Video programming, audio programming. We're really ramping up now. We're just about in gear. We're actually moving out of reverse now. And we're in, like, neutral. And we're going to put it into first gear here pretty soon, folks. So stick with us. It'll get a little crazier, a little funner, but it'll also get a lot more... You'll see a lot more variety in various stations. But we're never... You know, we have certain themes on our stations. And again, we're doing this because we love people. And we know the only way to change things is to extend that love and to be a part of it. Because ultimately, that's all that we are. You know, only between what we communicate, only that, the energy of our communications, will survive. The rest is dust. So what, to me would be important, eternally speaking, would be that energy that we create together. Wow. Because it takes the two of us to create it. And the many to create what we're creating now. If any of you want to call in, give us a call. You know the numbers. It is 530-876-3222. That is the direct line. And since very few of you are calling in right now, I'm not going to tell you what the toll-free number is. Why? You haven't earned it. You haven't earned it. All of you are looking sideways. No one's paying attention. You there. Would you like to ask me a question? How about you? Right behind him over there. Anything? Anything at all? Ma'am? How about you over there? Nothing? Nothing, huh? That's what I thought. You see, that's what I figured. Guys are just biding your time, aren't you? You're waiting for me to stand up and say, okay, boys, call this number. Make it quick. 530-876-3222. Now, don't forget, it's a lot of twos. I had trouble with that the first time, but not the second time. Folks, it's a beautiful day here. It's Monday. We're starting off a whole new week here on BBS Network. If it was anything like the last week, we're in for a fun week. We've had it all happen this last week, all of it. I mean, we've had some really interesting moments. I always like to say interesting rather than problems. I like interesting. To me, the word, again, I'm of a believer that if you tape something to your hip and it can record every word you say, you could break that down, throw it into Dragon Speaking Easy or something that's easy for you. And that'll just catalog how many times you use certain words. The words you use will have reflected the day you've had. Interestingly. So, again, it's all to me quite interesting. Positive, always positive, it's attitude. Attitude is the great perception builder. With positive attitude, your perceptions will start to glow. You'll start to know. Because attitude is gratitude, really. It's really, it's stepping out and saying, you know, I'm going with the flow, but then I am going to show my heart and be unique and express at this moment. And I'm going to do it loudly because that's what I love to do. It's what I'm here for. Comes a momentary thing, which lasts. We were hacked into multiple ways last week. A lot of things went awry. So this week we're kind of settled back. We're hoping that all you guys are sending us love, power to the people, baby, and good thoughts. Because you know we actually believe that with good thoughts, good words, and good deeds, you get the kingdom. You get into the kingdom. You actually get the key. You know. That's the key to the kingdom. Faith is a part of it. Don't make faith all of it. Gee, I never heard that before. But somehow it kind of fits, doesn't it? I mean, walking in your faith, yeah, but remember, it's walking in your faith, talking in your faith, expressing in your faith. It's doing all those things you do. So we're going to give you another little break. I'm going to grab another cigarette. My voice can't handle much more, but I'm going to do it. I like to do it, even the king does it. So I'll be back.
BBSRadio.com.
radio that transcends the third dimension. BBSRadio.com embraces the fourth dimension, promotes natural alternative health, spreads joy. BBSRadio.com. Free energy, spirituality, honesty and truth. BBSRadio.com. Increase the vibration of the people and the planet. BBSRadio.com.
Shaking Manu, my Manu. I'm back. You over there, Sam? All right. They're all put away. You know that Sam, he still hasn't called, has he? He hasn't given us a call. Some Hassan. Hassan. Hassan, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hassan. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Stop bowing. So, you know Manu, she's lovely. I like Manu. She is a lovely girl. I like Manu. You know, I'm the kind of guy who could get, you know, into Manu. Now, Manu is, you know, I mean, it's descriptive. It's poignant. It's raw. It's challenging. It's uncut. It's Manu. So, I like Manu. Manu, I like you. So, if she's listening, she's one of the team. She's Sam's co-host. Lovely co-host. Did I say that? Did I tell anybody out there how lovely this woman is? You? How about you over there? Did you hear that? None of you heard it, huh? Starting to wonder about you. I bet you don't know that this is a daily program, but it only broadcasts once a week. That's because nobody calls me. I figure, you know, this is a daily program, but, you know, we only broadcast it once a week. Once every other week, actually. We're going to move that to once a month. That's what I'm thinking. I think we're going to move that with the manure out. Whoa. They heard me. They heard me. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. That was her. Brilliant save. Brilliant save, ma'am. You don't need to say a word for the rest of the program. Thank you. Sit down. Well, no, I was wrong. That was that for me? That was Doug. That was my brother. My twin brother. Is he wanting to get on here with me? No. Oh, well. Alright. Not even my brother. My twin brother wants to call in. He's had enough of this show, too. He's had enough of me, folks. Well, we're coming into the end of the hour, thank heavens. I'm done talking. Nobody's listening out there. Nobody in our audience. We have quite the audience here, folks, because I take audience to the new level. They're out there. I know they are. Can't you feel them? My audience, I know they're there. They're out there. Watching. And so I love them. And then I also have the opportunity to speak to you all on the air. So this interplay between y'all, excellent. Okay, before I let you all back, let you all wander on your way into another BBS program of the day so that you can take something away with you, something profound, something life-changing, or something irreverent and cool. But you'll actually be able to find it here now. It's all over our network. We got it all happening for you, folks. And again, let your friends know. We're here, we're growing, we're about to go nuts. We actually are putting some new things in place that could be really, really wonderful new situations for the listeners. It's always about the listeners, folks. It really is. It's about you. So, thank you for tuning in to BBS Radio. Don't forget, we have a couple wonderful shows coming up next. So stick around.